Good morning. It's the Ken Hodge Postal Podcast. Good morning. It's your podcaster, Ken Hodge, with a podcast today. Again, paying accolades. I'm sorry, I got to do this. To Tour 1 mail handlers. Let me tell you, over the last couple of days, I've had the opportunity to come in early and dispatch with these beasts. And when I say beasts, I'm talking beasts as in Jerry Weiss, wide receiver. I'm talking beasts as in Calvin Hill, Dallas Cowboy running back. That's the kind of beast I'm talking about. And I want you to know, those mail handlers, they get it in. And I'm very serious. A couple of days I came in to help dispatch on the backside of the apps. And MHA back there, young man by the name of Duval, with the assistance of my man Johnny Smellgood, Brent, Jim Wiggins be egging on there. I mean, I'm just telling you, it is a collection of mail handlers working in concert. And just to name a few more, you know, you got Duff in the middle of the dock, like he the general and shit. You got Big C locking Chicago ass down. You know what I'm saying? I'm just running off something. I can't forget about Deb. Deb got that I don't know what you call it, the medium part of the dock, North Carolina, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, again, giving guidance, making sure you put their mail in the right place. Of course, I got Big Wheez over there making sure. I guess they. I appreciate the assistance that I get from these guys. Again, working different tours, that's different dispatches. And I actually probably know Tour 1's dispatch better than I know the dispatch that's on my bid job. So, again, I wanted to take a few minutes really. And throw a hand clap, strong J. I mean a strong J. To those mail handlers on Tour 1, Columbus, Ohio, getting it done. Sometimes the job that we do, or in this case, the job that you do, you're like one of those unsung heroes. And I would be remiss in my duties if I didn't mention two management personnel. I'm sorry, that I think play a vital part in making all that happen. And that's tomorrow over on that apps and five-star general Rocky Hawthorne, man. This cat just know dispatches like you know how to breathe. And that level of knowledge, and if anybody knows Rocky, you know what I'm talking about. He can tell you how to, if some mail misses a truck, he knows the routes that he'll sit it on another truck to get to where it's got to go. Hey, mad ups to you, Rob. Now, that might sound simple, what I said, pertaining to what Rocky does, but one thing I know for sure, if he's not there, that's not going to happen. So, again, a couple of minutes on the podcast today, just giving a hand clap. Again, these are a small group of mail handlers that I kind of come in contact with when I come in early to assist Tour 1. Now, that's not all the mail handlers. I mean, Tour 1 as a group, you know, later in the morning, you see that army from Casella, dispatch, sure, rolling out in big numbers. I've been pushing and still walking cages out to the dock for dispatch. So, again, postal employees, I mean, we're doing what we got to do to try to give the public what we need to give them, and that is a quality product. Now, don't get me wrong. I still think it's bullshit that they still have that many mail handlers walking mail to the dock, but hand clap to the mail handlers that get it done. While we're on a light subject, Columbus, Ohio, have you taken a good look at those placards that move the mail, particularly the AOs in the city? How many people knew that the doctor numbers are actually printed on most of those placards? If we're talking about the Intel placards, and I swear I'm not making this shit up, you gotta look down at the bottom, you know, preferably with a magnifying glass, and you're gonna see in teeny weeny print the dock door number where we should be dispatching mail. Now, because they print those placards daily, I would have to think that if dock doors change, then they would change it on the placard. But I just thought that to be humorous. In fact, I really just realized that 2 days ago, talking to, again, one of the drivers on tour one. Now, the Eastern area placards don't have dock door numbers on it, but hopefully that'll be coming soon and in much larger font. But our placards for AOs and city offices, most of them have dock door numbers on them, but they're written in on the placard so small that it makes me say, why bother? If you're not going to put that placard, that dock door number on that placard so that it's easily visible, then you lose the whole effect of having a more efficient dispatch. You know what I'm saying? Now, most of you think that you have to memorize the dock door numbers. No, you don't, okay? Now, don't get me wrong. Just through osmosis from doing it every day, you're going to learn some of them. That's not actually, it makes it more efficient for you. But, you know, memory items, that's not a mail handling skill set. And that's not to call anybody less intelligent. Don't take it that way. When I say memory items, the post office pays employees to learn what they want them to memorize. They call it scheme training. But I'm not going to get on that whole thing right now. But coming back to Columbus, it would be nice, and if someone from management would hear this podcast or maybe pass it on to somebody, it would be nice that if you put the doctor numbers on those placards in that teeny-weeny print, if you can enlarge that so that any driver can pick up mail and dispatch it to the correct doctor, I don't know. I think that would be a pretty nice thing to do.
I opened the podcast up with Google Doll, and then I spend time sending accolades. I don't want my podcast audience to think I've gone soft. I'll be back to talking about management the next show. But for this podcast, to all postal employees, I would like to say thank you. You know, thank you for doing what you do. And I'm sure we see that a lot. And I'm sure it's not really demonstrated or being presented to you in that manner at work, other than some TV ads and some flyers they put up. But thank you for going to work every day. Those who go and those who would like to go, or those who don't want to go, thank you for just being a part of it. And those of us that go to work and try to perform that I don't even want to call it a duty or obligation, that process of sorting and delivering that mail, your hand clap to all of us. Yeah, I'm included in that. But you gotta be careful of stress levels. The stress is going to be, I don't even want to talk about that on this show. But listen, hey, hand clap all postal employees, all essential employees. Again, We go to work. We try to make it happen. We do what it is that we do. This is Kenny Hodge on the podcast. We'll be back.
But in closing, I want to say to the entire Tour 1 group of mail handlers, and to Tamara Samak and Rocky Hawthorne, hey, outstanding job. I know coming from me, that plus $1.25 will get you a cup of coffee. But I want the crew to know that what you do is recognized by your peers. And hey, outstanding job.